Agencies may finally be able to answer the question that's eluded financial managers for years, namely, how much of their improper payments are actually fraud. The CFO Council and the Treasury Department have teamed up to provide agencies with a roadmap to get to that often difficult calculation. Tammy Johnson is a program and management analyst at the Bureau of the Fiscal Service in the Treasury Department. Linda Miller is a director at Grant Thornton. They tell executive editor Jason Miller about the new anti-fraud playbook released last week.
We actually have been working over the course of the last year with the VA to look at how we could help them improve their anti-fraud efforts. And as we were doing that, we were taking those lessons learned and then talking to the other agencies about what are your needs, what's working well, and where are those gaps. We also collaborated with OMB, GAO, and the Inspector General community to see what their thoughts were, so that we could build an actionable playbook that agencies can use to build their program out. They don't need to start from beginning to end. They can actually pick and choose based on where they are with the anti-fraud journey and take actions on those items.
And the work with VA, did they come to you guys? Did you go to them? Was there a matchmaker?
We were working on the financial management strategy, and they were part of our team. And so this was one of the initiatives. How can we use data analytics, particularly in the fraud area? And they volunteered to partner with us because they were starting their Seek to Prevent Fraud, Waste, and Abuse program. And so it was a natural partnership that was built.
Let me bring Linda in here. Linda, your background is basically anti-fraud. You spent 10 or 12 years at GAO working on fraud issues. We've seen playbooks for digital services and playbooks for playbooks and playbooks on top of playbooks for playbooks. But give me a sense of your opinion. How's this playbook constructed in terms of how's it going to help agencies?
I heard someone referring the other day to the playbook as the GPS to the GAO fraud framework's map. And I really think that's the best analogy I can think of is, you know, I helped draft the GAO fraud risk management framework. You know, I'm biased. I think it's really good. But it's pretty high level, and a lot of agencies were struggling, as Tammy was saying, with how do we do this? How do we assess our fraud risks? Where would we use data analytics? Where would we start? And so there was a real need to have some sort of implementation guidance, and the playbook does that for agencies.
And this is different than maybe the GAO framework in the sense of it's simplifying it, it's making it more straightforward. GAO, as you maybe can attest to, sometimes can be a little dense in terms of we're going to cover the whole gamut. And it sounds like this playbook is more written for the implementer versus the person who lives and breathes fraud. Maybe Linda starts. And then we'll go to Tammy.
Absolutely. I think that the great thing about the playbook is it really has sort of a paint-by-numbers approach. We really broke out by plays. The plays are written in sort of this vernacular, very folksy kind of language that's easy to understand. There's a lot of graphics in there. There's a lot of checklists. We really wanted agencies to be able to pick up the playbook and grab a page or two, look at one play, and say, I'm going to do these three or four things. This is what I'm going to try to get accomplished in the next, say, quarter, and not sort of trying to bite off this huge amount of work that there's no way they could really get done, and they'd feel overwhelmed.
And Tammy, jump in here as well. Talk a little about the construction of the playbook.
We meant it to be actionable. And one of the things that we know agencies, it's everyone's responsibility at the agency. So everybody plays a part, and that comes through in the playbook itself. The other thing is that agencies have to implement their anti-fraud program usually with the resources that they currently have. So a couple of the themes in the playbook are leverage what you have, and share and learn from others. So we can actually further those programs by leveraging and working together, and we need to continue that. And it is everyone's responsibility, and that comes through in the playbook.
As you guys are putting this together, are you testing it out on VA first and then making this available for everyone else? Or is it as soon as you guys release it, it's available for everybody?
It's available for everyone as soon as we release it. And we are looking at holding some forums so that we can start those collaboration efforts with the other agencies. So some of the concepts that are in the playbook have already been used by the VA. And then other concepts have already been used by other agencies and were found to be effective.
As you're putting this together, how do you decide on which plays to use, right? Because there's, you know, anti-fraud, there's fraud is not necessarily fraud across the board. I mean, there's Medicaid and Medicare, and there could be Social Security, and then there could be child welfare. How did you guys decide which plays made the most sense? Was it all based on the GAO framework, or is there something else that kind of went into it?
So the plays all apply. It's how you apply them to particular types of fraud. But at the beginning, you're assessing what your fraud is and your fraud risk and where you are in that journey and where you need to be. Not everyone needs to be at the leadership level. You know, that's intended to be someone that has more risk, something like a Medicare program or a VA program. There are other agencies that maybe don't have that much risk, so they can be in a lower level of maturity. And so they can gauge that initially to decide, what do I need to do? Where am I lacking? And which plays do I need to have?
Linda, one of the things that I remember we spoke about just recently was sometimes agencies don't even know they have fraud, or they don't call fraud. They call it improper payments or something else. Talk maybe about how this playbook is going to help agencies understand that they not only do have fraud, but that they can actually do something about it.
When we were writing the playbook, we were talking about the fact that a lot of agencies are very hesitant to admit that there's a fraud problem. Either that's because fraud is deceptive, so you don't actually know it's happening. So in some cases, they may just legitimately not know that fraud's occurring. In other cases, they may feel like admitting that there's fraud means that they're doing something wrong, so they're hesitant to admit that they have a fraud problem. And so one of the big plays I think that we really focus on is building your fraud awareness and really understanding that fraud, I think the play is called Fraud is Not a Four-Letter Word. And, you know, I think it's really important that we want agencies to understand that they should be talking about fraud. You know, when I was at GAO and we talked to agencies about fraud, they'd say, oh, go talk to the IG. They do fraud. That's not our thing. And I think that myth is starting to become a lot more dispelled, especially since the Fraud Reduction Data Analytics Act came out a couple years ago. So agencies are starting to realize that it is their responsibility. And the playbook is just furthering, I think, that message. Treasury coming out and putting out the playbook on the CFO Council website, I think, shows a level of gravitas that leadership across the oversight community, across government, is serious about this. And I think that's really, in and of itself, is really going to help agencies to think, I do have to take this seriously. It is our responsibility to think about fraud.
Tammy, jump in.
So I'd like to also point out one of the plays is think like a fraudster. So we as government agencies need to think like the fraudsters would. Generally, when you ask people if they have fraud, they think in terms of what would they do, not what a fraudster would do. So we actually give them a map of how you think like a fraudster to see where those entry points are, and that'll be key to developing their actions.
Tammy Johnson is a program and management analyst at the Bureau of the Fiscal Service, part of the Treasury Department. Linda Miller is a director at Grant Thornton. Speaking with Federal News Network's Jason Miller, and be sure to check out Jason's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.